Edge Match. It's Edge Match. Edge Match. It's Edge Match. You're at Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. You're at Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match.
Hey everybody, welcome to EduMatch. Thank you for tuning in to this very, very special edition. I'm super excited because we have none other than the amazing Dean Gainey here with us today. So welcome, Dean, to EduMatch.
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. So I got to tell y'all about Dean. So another reason why I'm super excited is that Dean is the first author releasing a solo project through EduMatch. So his book, The Why and You, is going to drop on Monday, April 2nd. So that is, yes, in less than 7 days. I believe the countdown is 5 days. So, woo, oh my goodness, super excited. Just ready to rock with this. So let me tell y'all a little bit about Dean. If you've been active in EduMatch, then no doubt you've already come across him. He is definitely an EduMatch fixture. He's very active in our community. But for those of you who don't know Dean or want to know a little bit more about him, then here's a little from his bio. He's an educator and lifelong learner from Orlando, Florida, with a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education and a Master's of Education in Instructional Technology. He's currently a doctoral student. Currently, with 11 years of teaching experience, Dean functions in various capacities in the education world to include English language arts teacher, technology teacher, and gifted teacher. Also, he is the leader and facilitator of two extracurricular clubs at his current work location, Odyssey of the Mind and Battle of the Books. So Dean is very passionate about lots of things, including climb, which we will talk about a little bit, and he wrote extensively about in his book. Also celebrating diversity, building community, project-based and problem-based learning, as well as a student-driven classroom. As an educator, Dean feels it is his niche to build bridges and fill gaps, not to mention give meaning to learning experiences and use all of his skills and talents as a means to motivate students to be more. As a veteran of the United States Air Force, a singer and songwriter, actor and author collectively, Dean incorporates various techniques in the classroom to make it inviting for students. I'm all about that, bringing in your passions and using them with your students. So Dean is going to publish and release his first solo book entitled The Why in You on Monday, which combines anecdotes, experiences, and realizations of an individual's value, diversity, and authenticity with philosophical undertones and embracing the journey of the why in you. He recently collaborated in the EduSnap 2016 Best Practices in Education publication released in December 2016. He's also a contributing author for the EduSnap 2017 edition, as it's a collection of educators in the trenches writing about topics of great interest to them as practitioners. Possessing a genuine love for writing and sharing, he continues to write via his educator blog, which we're going to give you the address to a little later, and will continue to write collaboratively as well as pursuing personal writing projects in the near future. So his one word that encapsulates his day-to-day role and function in the classroom is impact. What a bio there, Dean. That is just awesome. So tell us a little bit about who or what inspired you to go into education.
So I always like to tell the story of my first grade teacher, because I think she just really impacted me so much as I was in her class in my first grade year. And I could remember very, very clearly the days that I was in her classroom and things that she would do and things that she would say to me and how she would tell me to write my letters when I was learning how to write. I also think about all the times after I left her classroom that I would go back to her and continue to draw on her inspiration and guidance and that sort of thing. She was very, very much so inspiring, that so much that I am a teacher today. I believe that in large part, she was the inspiration. She was that spark that lit a flame that became a fire that still burns today.
I love that. And I read about her in your book. So yeah, so those experiences with amazing teachers really stick with us. And hopefully, you know, our students will come back and say the same thing about us one day. So so what are some things in education that you're passionate about?
Well, you mentioned a little bit in the bio there, which, by the way, was a lot. It was a mouthful. But so diversity and community, probably my most recent, I'll call them my just, I'm just so I guess, caught up in them because I feel they're so prevalent, they're so necessary in today's world, not to mention how we engage with our students and teaching our students the power of diversity. I think it's so important that they embrace that and they learn, what does it look like? What is that? How do they sort of function in a diverse world? Also, my client philosophy, like you said, we'll go into that. Problem-based learning, I'm a big fan. Creating a lot of things about different problems that exist in the world and even, trying things out in the classroom and seeing what might work with students. And then also the student-driven classroom, I actually wrote my first chapter in EduMatch 2016 was on the student-driven classroom. And more I see the benefits of that.
Absolutely. So those are some great best practices in education. I love the fact that you're having students recognize the value of diversity and community and just, you know, how much each of them is important to the whole classroom ecosystem. Like with the student-driven classroom, it's all, you know, it all relates, it all interrelates. So that is awesome. So on Monday, we had you on along with Alyssa, Brian, and Mandy for our authors panel. So hopefully everyone got a chance to see that. If not, it's on our YouTube page and it's going to be edited and put out in podcast form. But for anyone who might have missed it, if you could please just summarize your book.
So it's a lot. There's a lot that I could say about the why of you. but I will tell you, it begs the question, why? W-H-Y. But at the same time, it focuses on the why that is in you. So the why at the beginning of you, the why starts the you, the why is who you are. So understanding that why and along my life journey up until where I'm now, I've experienced lots of different things. And I mean, a lot of good. There's some obstacles, experiences, events, encounters. I think all of it had a significant role to play in who I am right now at this very moment. People I've met, the experiences I've had. And I will tell you that there was probably a point where I didn't fully even understand who I was. But what I know is, I know that I owe those experiences. I owe those encounters that I've had. And they helped me to be able to see what maybe I was not able to see before. When I sat back and reflected on those things, when I sat back and analyzed those things, I really began to think about, okay, clearly there's value that we have as individuals. And I think embracing that value and understanding that the path that you had to walk down has value and that, and so walking down that path, embracing that path, will push us forward and help us to understand that really, you're the only one that has the ability to be you. And so one of the very powerful, I consider it powerful, that kind of came out of writing this book was you are the only you that will ever be. Your experiences, your story, your diversity. And so so why not be the best version of you? Because you're the only one that can do that.
That is powerful. That is so, so deep. So I love that. And I wanted to give a huge shout out to Brian, who's tuning in and says, hey, in the comments. So, hey, Brian. But going back to what you're saying about like how you're going to be the only you. Yes, that is so true. Like in terms of just intersectionality, like everything that combines to make you, you, you know, that's the only person in the world with that exact combination. So I love that. So just bringing forth the strengths that we all have as a result of that. So very, very cool. All right. So what was your biggest fear when you made the decision to pursue book writing and how did you overcome that?
You know, I think in my head, you know, I can play a movie, a major motion picture in my head. And it sounds really good. It looks really good in my head. So I would have to say that my biggest fear was, can I take what's in my head and put it in a form where someone else would understand? because it makes perfect sense to me when I think about it in my mind. But I know that taking it from my head and putting it on paper is not always easy to do. And so it's painting that picture with words and making it so that somebody else could read it and pull out things that you intended and maybe even things that you didn't intend, but with the purpose of impact.
Absolutely. I love that. Like just making what's in your mind like a reality. So absolutely. And somebody else can pull out the impact and the meaning from that. Wonderful. Okay. So with your book, then for me, when I read it, then I was just like, ooh, this is cool. I want to read it again. So a lot of times we read books that are relevant to us at different points in our career. So how will your book speak to various readers in different stages?
Well, I think the book itself is encapsulating a journey that obviously is still continuing. But so the book starts out with the idea of nobody knows my name. And maybe I don't fully even know my name. But then it takes you through stages, if you will, as you move or progress throughout the book. And so you end up at a place where you're identifying the why. So it's sort of taking you from the beginning of a place to maybe a climactic point where you are starting to realize how everything that you've experienced has worked together to create or to make that very valuable, diverse, important you that you are. And so lots of stories in there. And I think that because it happens like that, you could easily refer back to this book time and time again as you yourself walk through stages in your life and calling to reflection, even like things you'll think about based on reading this book. So I'm just excited about the potential that it will have on someone's ability to think through and maybe even end up in a better place as a result of it.
Absolutely. And when we're talking about reflection, there's some reflection questions built in at the end of every chapter. So that is just awesome there too. So that's another way for people to just kind of reflect and grow as a result of reading it. So what impact are you hoping that your book has on the reader?
Well, I want them to be encouraged. I want them to read that book and feel like they're ready to change the world. I want them to be inspired. I want them to realize that everything they need is actually inside of them. And it will continue to make itself known as we continue to progress and walk forward. So encouragement, inspiration to continue to move forward. I would also say a call to reflection. There's so much power in that. I can't even tell you how many times where I might have been down about something in my teaching career or whatever. And I will think back to some story that I remember or something that happened to me in the past. And it's as if someone or that story poured lighter fluid on my flames. And so that flame becomes vivid and bright yet again. So reflection is so important because it helps us, it reminds us that we have to keep going. Also, I hope that you'll revisit the book. Like I said, with it being written in stages like that, it's definitely something I encourage you to go back to and pull from it, draw from it, almost like a well of water. And then I think probably the most important thing is take something that you've gained from reading it and inspire somebody else. Help somebody else to do or to get what you've gained, if not that or more.
I love that. That reminds me of one of the quotes that you have in your chapters about the candle, and how it helps to light other candles or something to that effect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we definitely have that light, and so light and darkness certainly can exist in the same place. Once you light that flame, it may help them to sort of perpetuate it as well and make somebody else's day.
That is so true. That is so true. And Kathy, hey Kathy. Kathy is saying that she agrees about going back and referring to it many times, and that's exactly how she felt reading the book. Go back to it for encouragement and reflection. So thank you so much, Kathy, for coming in with that. Absolutely. So Monday is going to be a great day. Monday is going to be a fun day. And it's going to be the launch day. So what kinds of things do we have planned for the launch day?
Well, specifically for the launch day, we are definitely doing some giveaways, some freebies, some exciting, fun kinds of thoughts and questions and things that we have prepared to deliver. And so as a result, We're going to give away some Kindle versions of the book. We're going to give away some color copies of the book, like the paperback version. And then we also have some t-shirts. The t-shirt companion is what I call it, because it is a walking advertisement when you wear it of how important it is to realize and embrace the diversity of you. So I can't wait until Monday to start that whole process. And I look forward to many people jumping in and participate.
That is awesome. And I like how you did you, because that's exactly what the shirt looks like. So it's awesome. So everybody, I'm telling you, you want to win the prizes. Like, they are just amazing. So, all right. And Dean, you are amazing. You are doing big, big, big things. So what other things can we expect to see from you in the future?
Well, I'm going to continue to blog. Of course, I try to do that as often as I can, because there's always something that just engulfs my mind. I'm so passionate, and so I'll think about something, a new thought will come to my head. So I'll continue to blog. I don't know yet exactly how this will go, but I, as a result of my Africa experience coming up this summer, I am really hoping to be able to write out of that experience. I can almost tell you 100% that something is going to be birthed out of that. I can almost feel it, you know. So there could be another book coming or starting very, very soon as a result of going to Tanzania.
Just a little bit more about that, if you don't mind. Just tell us about like what you have planned this summer.
Well, for the month of July, I will be traveling to Dar es Salaam, which is on the eastern coast of Africa. And I will be able to work with, coach, and sort of aid Tanzanian teachers as well as students of all ages during the school day, during the week, as well as extracurricular activities. There are some excursions planned, but that's just extra. My primary purpose for going is to be able to impact and help in the education world. So I'm so excited about that, because I know that while I'm there working with them, I'm gonna come back different. I'm gonna come back changed too. So it's a twofold win. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. And who knows, there might be a book that comes from it. I just feel like I'm gonna write something. I have to.
Totally. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we can't wait to hear from you when you come back from there. So awesomeness, awesomeness. So Dean, tell us, if people want to learn more about you or connect with you, then how can they get in touch with you online?
Well, I am definitely available on Twitter at Dean_Gainey. So that's DENE_GAINEY. Same thing for Voxer. If you use Voxer, I am there as well with the same username. I do have my website available, which is www.deangainey.com. And finally, if you have an Instagram account, I have a Mr.Gainey username that I use for all things education, and I'd certainly love to interact with you there. I did want to mention quickly, because I left off two things. So I'm definitely going to be around for the next version or next publication of the EduMatch Snapshot in Education book, so that's for sure. And then also, inspirational songs, inspirational albums, something like that, definitely on the way. That's another thing I get really excited about. So anyway, look forward to connecting with you via those ways. So Twitter, Voxer, my website again, and on Instagram.
Oh, I am so here for that. Inspirational songs. Oh my goodness. I'm super excited about that. But yeah, that is awesome, Dean. So thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us tonight. Super excited for the book launch on Monday. So can't wait. Kathy was asking what time we're going to start. I put on there TBD, maybe 9-ish, but yeah, we'll definitely keep y'all posted. So just look on Twitter. Make sure you follow Dean as well as EduMatch Books. So Dean, as he said on Twitter, Dean_Gainey, and EduMatch Books is the publishing handle. We'll be bouncing from there. So probably 9-ish. So awesomeness. So thank you again, Dean. And thank you to everyone who is tuning in, interacting with us. And check out the hashtag, the Y in You as well. So hashtag the Y in You, and that will give you more information on what's going on. Kathy said she can't wait for the album. Me neither, Kathy. I'm so ready for that. So ready for that. So everybody, thank you again. And tune in for our next episode. We're having a special episode featuring Jennifer Gonzalez, aka Cult of Pedagogy, Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So I know that we've been chatting a lot about her most recent post on her blog about freaking packets. So love that. So can't wait to chat with her about that, as well as other things, blogging, podcasting, all that good stuff. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in, and have a wonderful rest of your evening. It's Edge Match. Edge Match. It's Edge Match. You're an Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match.